From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama went back to his hometown of Chicago tonight to rally support for Democrats, some facing tough battles in the midterm elections on November 2nd. The president says the high of election night 2 years ago has worn off, but the work continues.
The victory in that campaign didn't deliver the change that we needed. It just gave us the chance to make change happen. That was the start, not the finish of the journey.
Republicans have been pouring money into Mr. Obama's backyard, running campaign ads in Illinois that portray the state's treasurer, Alexei Janulius, is a neck-and-neck race for a Senate seat with Republican Congressman Mark Kirk as a predictable rubber stamp for the president. Millions of stimulus dollars went to people who were dead or in prison, according to a new report. NPR's Ari Shapiro says about half of the inappropriate payments were returned.
The Inspector General for the Social Security Administration released this report saying 89,000 stimulus payments went to people who were behind bars or deceased. Each check was for $250. That adds up to $18 million for dead people and about $4 million for prisoners. The money was meant for Social Security beneficiaries. Many of the payments to dead people were sent because the death was recent and the Social Security office was not informed of the death in time. Lawmakers intended to keep people in prison from getting checks, but this report says the law only stopped people from getting payments if they were locked up in the 3 months before the bill passed. The report says people returned about $10 million of the inappropriate payments. That leaves about $12 million in inappropriate payments still out there. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
As the annual meeting of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank get underway here in the nation's capital tomorrow, the IMF managing director says countries that want more input in managing the global economy must accept more responsibility for handling economic problems. NPR's Tom Gelton says his remarks were aimed largely at China.
Each year, China and other emerging market economies ask for a bigger voice in IMF decision-making. But this year, some of those countries are themselves under pressure. Critics say they keep their currencies artificially cheap, so their products price lower in the world market. IMF Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn says countries should let their currencies find their natural market value so that global trade is more balanced.
If you want to be at the center of the system, a request by many big emerging countries, it goes with having also more responsibility in the global economy.
Speaking at the opening of the IMF and World Bank fall meetings, Strauss-Kahn said some countries use their low currency exchange rates as weapons in their fight for a bigger slice of global trade. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street was mixed on a jobs report due out tomorrow. The Dow Industrials closed down 19 points to 10,948. The Nasdaq gained 3 points. This is NPR. Senate investigators say too much reliance on private security in Afghanistan has led to corruption in the country, steering kickback money directly to the Taliban. A report by the Senate Armed Services Committee shows U.S. taxpayer dollars are going to warlords who are part of the insurgency because private security contractors many times do not research the backgrounds of local recruits. New York's Governor David Paterson and New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg are proposing that sugary drinks be banned from foods allowed in the food stamp program. NPR's Margot Adler reports the proposal would have to be approved by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The ban, only for New York City residents, would be temporary over 2 years so the effects could be studied. An attempt to ban junk food in Maine failed 2 years ago. The USDA said it would violate the program's definition of food and create confusion. Some people say it goes too far, like painter Peter Battagliero.
Where would you stop? What if they determine that you can't buy chicken thighs with them because they're too fatty? You can only buy the breast meat.
The ban would not affect milk products or fruit juices without added sugar. It would affect sweetened drinks that have more than 10 calories in 8 ounces. An opinion piece in the New York Times by the city and state health commissioners argues that the tens of millions of dollars spent on sugary drinks through the food stamp program are really a federal subsidy to the industry. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
A new report by a nonprofit group says in Haiti, more than 1 million people in that country are still living in tent communities that provide little or no protection for their inhabitants 9 months after the earthquake struck. Many women who lost their husbands are forced into prostitution, according to the report. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.